Okay, so now we're recording. All right, that's it. So I'm going to begin the daf now.
All right, so we made it. We made it one way or another. I don't know how I'm going to do with the people who want to enter, but I'll try to figure it out as I go along. All right, so there's a medrash that says, "Kol ha'chalok tashot." All beginnings are difficult. All right. So today, welcome everybody. We're at the last stop in Shalom, which is Shalom Daf Chaf Beis. So I'll begin on the Mishnah, Chaf Aleph on the Beis. Okay, a few lines from the bottom. Everybody with me? So it says, this is on Chaf Aleph on the Beis, 21b, a few lines from the bottom. Halacha Gimel, Matnitin Basar Kadshei Kadashim, Shenitma, Beim Ba'avatum, Beim Ba'vladatuma. If you have meat from Kadshei Kadashim, Kadshei Kadashim, or is meat that really stays in the base of Mikdash.
Can you mute everyone, please?
All right. I'm not so good at muting. All right, 1 minute. Let me see if I can do it. 1 minute. Let me see. Okay. Let me see if I can get everybody muted. I wish we could figure this how this works. So one second. Okay, more than that. One second. All right.
Everyone's muted.
Okay, I got it. So, more. Let's see. All right, I can't figure out how to mute everybody, so you just kind of have to wing it. Okay, eventually I'll figure out. You know, maybe tomorrow night, if this works, I'll be in the shul and you'll help me out for sake, okay? All right, so the, let me get this thing set up a little bit. I don't know why I lost it. 1 second. Okay, now we're good. So again, the Mishnah says, if you have meat from Kadashim are korbanot like the Chatat, the Asham, and Odlo would be samples of Kadashim. So if they became Tameh, whether they're from an Avatuma or a Vladatuma, what's from an Avatuma is, you know, that's like the most, not the most common, but pretty much the most common, whether it would be like a dead sheretz would be an Avatuma, or a Vladatuma, like a Rishon Tuma would be a Vladatuma. Whether it became Tami in the base of Mikdash, or it became Tami outside the base of Mikdash. So the Korbanot are not supposed to be taken outside the base of Mikdash, but apparently it was. So Mela, if that's the situation and that happened, so the Gemara says, So Beit Shammai says everything has to be burnt inside the base of Mikdash. That's what Beit Shammai says. Unless it became Tameh with an Avatuma b'chutz. So it means the Avatuma is in other words, if it has two strikes against it, the first strike is that it's an Avatuma, and the second strike is it became Tami outside the base of Mikdash. So if that's the case, so then Beit Shammai agrees it's burned outside the base of Mikdash. In other words, in the base of Mikdash, there's a place in the Azara called Beit HaDeshen, where Psulei Korbanot are burned. So Beit Shammai is saying the default is that Kachim, that are Psulim, should be burnt inside the base of Mikdash, unless it's got two strikes against it. And the two strikes against it would be, I nearly forgot, the learning tonight is dedicated by Ben Stern on the occasion of the yahrzeit of his father, Daniel Ben Binyamin, Zichron LeBracha. Oh, he's learning his Luna Shama of Daniel Ben Binyamin. Anyway, so if it has two strikes against it, meaning it was Tommy with an Avatuma and it was Tommy outside the base of Mikdash, then in all those circumstances, we won't burn it inside the base of Mikdash. There's another place on the Har Abayit known as the Bira, and that's where we'll burn it. That's the way Beit Shammai says. Then Beit Hillel Omrim, Beit Hillel says, we're going to default in burning things outside the base of Mikdash. We'll see. He says, unless unless it's got two circumstances that militate towards burning it inside the base of Mikdash. It was just a blot of tuma, which is just like a lesser form of tuma, let's say Rishon the tuma, and on top of that, it was tami in the base of Mikdash. Then we'll burn it inside, otherwise everything outside. Now, two more opinions, and then we'll take it through. So the top line of Chapez and Aleph, Reb Lezer Omer, Shnitma ba'ava tuma, bein b'tnim bein b'chutz, yisareit b'chutz. So Reb Lezer holds, it's a much simpler approach. Reb Lezer holds, if it became tami from an ava tuma, whether it's inside or outside, then we're going to burn it outside the base of Mikdash. Shnitma b'vlada tuma, bein b'chutz, bein b'tnim, yisareit b'tnim. That's the easiest rule to apply. So it became tami with an ava tuma outside the base of Mikdash, whether it became tami inside or outside. It became tami with a vlada tuma, whether it's inside or outside. It's burned inside the base of Mikdash, point to Reb Lezer. And the last opinion, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Makom Tumato, Sham Sreifato. Rabbi Kiva says that the place where it became Tameh, that's where it's burned. Those last two opinions are kind of easier to apply. Now, the Gemara is going to elaborate on these opinions, but in the meantime, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, and anything I did so far? Everybody good? Unless I don't know how to unmute you. All right, but I fear everybody's doing okay. All right, so I'm going to go.
We can unmute this. Ourselves. That button.
All right, I just want to make sure everybody's able to communicate. Yeah, all right, this thing's a little tilted. My bookshelf is not leaning like Leaning Tower of Pisa, but that's the way it looks in the screen. All right, now let's see back in the Gemara. All right, so we're on the fourth line on Chafez Amar Aleph.
As long as you're not the Shagas Aryeh.
Excuse me, what?
I said, as long as you're not the Shagas Aryeh.
Right. So this is the story. How, unfortunately, that the Shagas Aryeh, when he was elderly already, that he, according to tradition, he died when he was reaching for a sefer and the bookshelf collapsed on him. I hope you're not giving me a bracha that way, Aaron Moshe. Aaron Moshe?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I hope you're not giving me a bracha like that.
No, I'm saying, Baruch Hashem, you're not.
Well, it's pretty not scary way, yeah. Looking. I have to tell you, that bookshelf is pretty scary.
Yeah, it's no. The bookshelf is against the wall. It's just the android is at an angle. All right, let me move on. Okay, now the bookshelf is flat and it's secure. It's just the android is tilted. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, everybody mute themselves. Everybody mute themselves. Line four. Okay. So the Gemara says Bar Kapara Amar. Now Bar Kapara says Avatuma Bar Torah Vladatuma Midereim. Bar Kapara says when our Mishnah mentions Avatuma, it means Tuma on a Deraisa level. When our Mishnah mentions Vladatuma, it means Tuma on a Derabanan level. So it doesn't mean that Vladatuma in the normal way it's used. It means that, like the example the Arsfil has is, let's say I have Mashkim to be Tame on a Sheni, and let's say Mashkim touch a Keli. So if Mashim that are Tame touch a Keli, so on a Deraisa level, the Keli is not Tame, because Kalin can only be Mekabel Tuma from an Ava Tuma. But the Chachamim said that Mashkim could be Metame a Keli. And we've had this before. Remember that the Mashkim get jacked up because they were concerned from the Mashkim from Azav. In other words, the Mashkim from Azav, that's an Ava Tuma. They didn't want people to kind of think, oh, it's just a mashke, nothing to worry about. Sometimes mashke is something to worry about. So in other words, they should realize that sometimes mashkim are an ava tuma. So they said that a mashke, which is even a shein of the tuma, could be metame a keli. That would be something that would be on a blot of tuma midibrayim. So and then Gemara continues on. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bainze the Bar Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says no. When the Mishnah refers to a avatuma or refers to vladatuma, it means on a Torah level. Now that's my floket amarayim. So now the Gemara says the kash the Rabbi Yochanan al the Beit Shammai. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan says that they're both everything is doraisa. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says in the Mishnah. Everything is doraisa. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan is hard to reconcile with the opinion of Beit Shammai in our Mishnah. The Gemara will explain in a minute. Beit Shammai Omrim Hakli Sereit Befim. Beit Shammai says everything gets burnt inside the base of Mikdash. Chutz Mishenitma Ba'avatuma B'chutz. Unless it was Tamei with an Avatuma outside the base of Mikdash, then it gets burnt outside. Now, if I say everything is Tuma on a Torah level, if I say it that way, so he says, Mabin avatum b'chutz, mabin blatatuma b'chutz. Zebzeh lo devar torahu. In other words, so according to Beit Shammai, if it's a blatatuma, then I'll burn it inside the base of Mekdash. If it's outside the base, in other words, if the basar becomes tamei with a blatatuma outside the base of Mekdash, I'll burn it inside the base of Mekdash. But if it became tamei with an avatuma outside the base of Mekdash, I'll burn it outside the base of Mekdash. So the Gemara says it's hard to understand why would Beit Shammai be mechalek in such a fashion. In other words, since all the tumah is doraisa according to Rabbi Yochanan, why would we distinguish? If we say that a lot of tumah is the tumah derabanan, then I could understand a little bit that they don't think is so significant. We could burn inside the base of Mikdash. But if I said they're all doraisa, why should they be makalik between the av and the lot of tumah? But filo al the Beit Hillel mumikshia, and the Gemara says, and what about Beit Hillel? Isn't that also difficult to fit in with the shita of Rabbi Yochanan? Again, Rabbi Yochanan holds everything is deraisa. Again, the Beit Hillel amar kol yisareif b'chutz. Beit Hillel says everything is burnt outside the base of Mikdash, chutz mash mamba blada tuma b'tim, except if it became tami with a blada tuma inside the base of Mikdash. So it became tami inside the base of Mikdash with a blada tuma. Beit Hillel says I can burn it inside the base of Mikdash. So he says mabin blada tuma b'tim, mabin ava tuma b'tim. It's a similar question. It's like the reciprocal of the mirror image question we asked at Beit Shammai, or within Rabbi Yochanan, asking Rabbi Yochanan within Beit Shammai, he was asking the reciprocal question on Beit Hillel. He says, "Zeb zeh lo devar torahu." So the point being that Rabbi Yochanan's position is hard to plug into the shitot in our Mishnah. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says everything is on a deraisa level, so it's hard to understand what the difference is according to Beit Shammai, with something became tami with an avatum or a vladatum b'chutz, where vladatum in the hole goes inside to be burnt, and the avatum stays outside. And then within Beit Hillel, it's hard to understand. Beit Hillel holds that we're going to default to burning everything outside the base of Mikdash, unless it became tami with a vladatum inside the base of Mikdash. But why should we be mechalik if everything is the right level? So the Gemara does not really resolve those questions, but the Gemara goes in to plug in the other shita of Bar Kapara. All right, let me go on. I'll pause another 6-7 lines when we finish the perek, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? So the Gemara says, lo havba rabbanan ela al debar kapara. So the Chachamim were focused on the shita of Bar Kapara, which tells you something right away. So Bar Kapara says, when it says avatuma, it means on a derais level. When it says vladatuma, it means on a derabanan level. He says, v'kasha debar kapara al debeit shamai. So they were bothered with fitting Bar Kapara's opinion within Beit Shammai. Let's focus. He says, the Beit Shammai Omrim, Akoy Sarei Tefnim. Beit Shammai says that everything is burnt. In other words, Beit Shammai is defaulting. Everything is burnt inside the base of Mikdash, unless it's an Avatuma that got Tame, it came Tame with an Avatuma outside the base of Mikdash. He says, put Tefnim Ba Avatuma Bechutz. So, Ma Bein Avatum Bein Bechutz Bein Befnim, Zevzel Lo Dvar Torahu. So the Gemara says, what's the difference whether their kashrut became tamei with an avatuma inside the base of Mikdash? What's the difference became tamei with an avatuma outside the base of Mikdash? This is asking within the shita Bar Kapara. So they're both deraisa. So why should there be a difference between whether it became tamei outside or it became tamei inside? So if it became tamei outside, we're going to burn it outside. If it became tamei inside, we're going to burn it inside. So the Gemara says, begin to Rabbi Akiva Amar, makom tumato, shamte sreifato. So the Gemara says that Beit Shammai subscribes to some extent with Rabbi Akiva's sheet, which is also mentioned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva said that the place where it became Tamei, that's where I burn it. So Beit Shammai subscribes somewhat to that. In other words, if it's an Avatuma, it became Tamei outside the base of Mikdash, they say, we're going to burn it outside the base of Mikdash. If it became Tamei with an Avatuma inside the base of Mikdash, they say, that's where we'll burn it. Now, where they diverge, though, from Rabbi Akiva is, let's say, where, let's say it has Tame with a Vlada Tuma outside the base of Mikdash. There, in other words, which Bar Kapar learns is a Drabanan. So that's where they diverge from Rabbi Akiva. So Beit Shammai holds, where it only became Tame with a Drabanan level of Tuma outside the base of Mikdash, there Beit Shammai says, we're going to default and say we can burn it inside the base of Mikdash. But otherwise, they're borrowing a page from Rabbi Akiva, which is the place where it became Tameh. That's where I'll burn it. Okay? Now, let me just do a few more lines, then I'll pause. Now, the Gemara says, the Gemara says, isn't there a difficulty with Beit Hillel? Again, we're dealing with the Shita Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara says that when it says Abatum means on a Torah level, when it says Vlakatum means on a Drabbanan level. So he says, isn't there a difficulty with Beit Hillel plugging in Bar Kapara? Beit Hillel Amar Kol Yisrael B'chutz. Beit Hillel says, we're going to default to burning everything outside the base of the Mikdash. That's the way Beit Hillel holds. He says, Chutz Mishnitma B'Vlakatum B'tim. Unless it became Tamei with a Vlada Tumah, which we said is the bottom level of Tumah, inside the base of Mikdash, then under those circumstances, the way Bar Kapara understands Beit Hillel, we could burn it inside the base of Mikdash. So Ma Bein Vlada Tumah Bein Mifnim Bein Bechutz. Zevzeh Lomi Devreimhu. So what's the difference now within Beit Hillel, in other words, whether it became Tamei with a Vlada Tumah outside the base of Mikdash or Vlada Tumah inside the base of Mikdash? If it became Tamei with a Vlada Tumah inside the base of Mikdash, the way Bar Kapara understands Beit Hillel, I burn it inside the base of Mikdash. If it became Tamei with a Vlada Tumah outside the base of Mikdash, I burn it outside the base of Mikdash. So the Gemara says, begin, Reb Shimon Amar, Ma'achlo ma'ashosh ma'atzor ma'ashtach and chus l'shosh ma'achanot. So he wants to say that, again, understanding Beis Hillel, the way Bar Kapar would understand Beis Hillel, will say that Beis Hillel is borrowing sort of a page from the town of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that the ma'achal and the mishta of the Mitzorah. So Mitzorah, we know, is very tamei. He sent out from all three machanot. He sent out from Machane Shechina, which is the base of Mikdash, from the Machane Levi, which is the Har HaBayit, and he sent out from the Machane Israel, which is the city of Yerushalayim. So he's totally out. But according to Reb Shimon, not only is the Mitzorah sent out, but his food and his and his mashke is also sent out, meaning he had food, he had drink. Even that we throw out of the three machanot, meaning that we're sensitive to not admitting tumah. You know, even this tumah, which is, it's a type of tumah that. Oh, I'm sorry. So you can't hear me? One minute. Can you all hear me?
That's it. We could all hear you. He just
okay. Howie says he can't hear me. I don't, Howard. I don't know how to do this better for you, Howard. Okay, you have to be patient. All right.
It's not on you. It's on himself.
All right, let me see. All right, let me go on. So the point being that we have to be very concerned about admitting anything which has like a shred of tumah connected to it into a makom kadosh. So he wants to say that there, Behil says, if it became tame, if it became tame with a vlada tumah, so we're not going to bring it into the base of Mikdash. That's what we're saying. So even though it's just a tumah drabanan, but we're not going to permit it into the base of Mikdash. You know, that way. That's the way we'll understand Beis Hillel. All right. Let me just pause. So in the Mishnah we had different shitot for how to dispose of kachim that became tame, and Beit Shammai was more defaulting towards burning it in the base of Mikdash, unless it's, everybody else can hear me, Howie, except for you. I don't know how to straighten you out. Okay, so so I'm getting distracted from the messages anyway. So Beit Shammai says that normally everything is burnt in the base of Mikdash unless it became tamei with an abatuma outside the base of Mikdash. That's what Beit Shammai holds. Beit Hillel holds normally everything is burnt outside of the base of Mikdash unless it became tamei in the base of Mikdash with a vlada tuma, which according to Bar Kapara is a bottom level. So in other words, the lightest level of tuma that became tamei in the base of Mikdash, then we burn in the base of Mikdash, otherwise we burn it outside the base of Mikdash. And the idea of burning in the base of Mikdash is that would be within Beit Shammai, is borrowing a line from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Makom tumato sham sreifato, where it becomes tamei, that's where you normally would burn it. And then the other sheet that we had, which is the simplest sheet, is the Tana Reb Lezer. If it's came tamei with an avatuma, whether inside or outside the base of Mikdash, so then we're going to burn it outside the base of Mikdash. If it became tamei with a vlada tuma, whether inside or outside the base of Mikdash, we're burning inside the base of Mikdash. Okay, now who's got questions for us and anything I did so far?
Can you repeat the final answer for Beit Hillel, how we answer that question?
The Gemara is saying that within Bar Kapara's Hezber of Beit Hillel, we're saying that we have to be very sensitive against introducing anything that has a taint of tuma in the base of Mikdash. So if this meat, even though it became tummy on a drabanan level, So we don't want to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. Just like the food, in other words, the food in Mashka of a Mitzora, it's not any more tummy than other food and Mashka that would be in Yerushalayim. And nevertheless, we throw it outside of Yerushalayim. So in other words, so we have sort of like a zone where we don't want that food in. So he's saying the same way Beis Hillel says, if I have, you know, the Tumah Drabanan and the country became time with the Tumah Drabanan, we don't want to let it back into the Beis HaMikdash.
So even if it was inside, you should kick it out then. Everything no, should
so,
be out.
Yeah, so there, Beis Hillel holds that there, and under those circumstances, they say, in other words, if something's already there, we're going to leave it there. But it's just like, you know, letting something else that came in. Okay, 1 minute. Let me see what he says here. One minute.
If you compare it to the Mesora food is inside and you're kicking it out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So he says here, this is in footnote 13. He says, in the case you're referring to, they still allow meat to be kept in the Azara and burnt there, because Rav Shimon's law only prohibits introducing contaminated items into the temple, does not require the removal of items that were contaminated while already inside the courtyard. He's touching up. Now, right. Yeah. So he says, like, our language, Mishtalchin Chutz L'Shosh Machanot, he says, is misleading. He says, he says it should really be Ein Mevi'in L'Shosh Machanot. That you don't bring, so that's a little easier. So the Gra says, if it's food or drink in the Mitzora, we don't introduce it into Yerushalayim.
Oh, but if
so
it's in there, you leave it there.
Yeah, right. That's the Gra says it.
Okay.
All right. Now, let me see if I could see everybody. I'm afraid to touch anything on this phone. But let me see what we got. Okay. Oh, there we got everybody. Okay, so nice to have
everyone. And Howie can hear you now.
Yeah, everyone can hear me? Howie can hear me? Good. Okay, wonderful. I'm happy to hear that. Okay, so we're making progress with this. A little difficulty, but like I said, kol hakavod kashon. Okay, so now we're almost at the end of the Masechta. Okay, now the last Mishnah, unless there's any more questions, comments, or thoughts. All right. Let's take this out a little bit here. Now the shelf looks a little bit better, right? Here we go. All right. Now, the halacha dal banitin evareya tamei nitanim echati kevesh ulamato b'marav. Now, there's a ramp. There's the mizbeach in the azara, and the mizbeach has a kevesh, a ramp, and the length of the ramp is 32 amot. So 32 amot, if it's suman amot, is a foot and a half. So that would be 48 feet, right? And then the ramp is 16 amot in width. So 16 would be 24. So it's 48 feet in length, and it's 24 feet in width. Okay, so it's like a roadway. It's like Middle Neck Road, and like this ramp is like Middle Neck Road. So let's see what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that Ibarat Tami Tami Chatsi Kabish Ulamata. So each day when the Kohenim are doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, so they have these big cuts of meat. They leave it on the ramp. They park it on the ramp while they go daven. They go daven in the morning. So they said b'marav. So the korban tamid, you're going to leave on the bottom half of the ramp, but on the west side. The west side is the part that's closest to the heichal, closest to the, you know, where the menorah and the shulchan are. In other words, it's close to that part. And if you have a korban musaf that day, let's say it would be like today, Rosh Chodesh or Shabbat, so the limbs and the both korbanot olot, they're both olot burnt up offerings, so they're going to leave those evarim on the lower part of the ramp, closer to the entranceway to the Beis HaMikdash, on the eastern side. In other words, they need to daven, and they're going to leave it there, and they're going to pick it up and then put it on the mizbeach a little bit later, so leave it over there. Now, if it's Rosh Chodesh, which is what it is today, so then they would leave the limbs on the Karkov HaMizbeach. So Karkov, normally we think it's like a band, but the way that the Gemara is going to explain, it means on the top of the Mizbeach, on the walkway that's on the very top level of the Mizbeach. That's where it's going to come out. Now, Hashkalim Babikurim Einan Nogin Elabeth Me'abayit. Now, when it comes to Machzor HaShekel and Bikurim. Bikurim is bringing the first fruits from Yerushalayim. That's only no egg when you have a Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the Shkalim are from Korban on Sibur. So when there's no Korban on Sibur, there's no mitzvah to give Maaseh HaShekel. And then same thing with Bikurim. It says, Ta'ashit Tavi Beit HaShem Elokecha. Mitzvah of Bikurim is to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, and they're ultimately given to the Kohanim. So but there's no Beis HaMikdash, so there's no mitzvah of Bikurim. Aval Maaseh Dagan U'Maaseh Behema. But when it comes to Maaseh Dagan, taking a tithe from crops, he says, U'Maaseh Behema, taking a tithe from animals. He says, U'Bechorot, and Bechorot, the firstborn animal is given to the Kohen, no again, being B'Fnei Abayit, being Shlo B'Fnei Abayit. It's no way whether you have a Beis Mikdash or you don't have a Beis Mikdash. And in Eretz Israel, today they do take, the Rabbanut comes and makes sure that Trumas and Masrot are taken from that which grows in Eretz Israel. And then when it comes to Bechor, I assume the same thing would apply to the Maaseh Behema, the way, or at least with Bechor, you get like a goy to join with you. From the din of Bechor. And with Maaseh Behema, I don't know what they do to, but I've never heard of anybody.
There's no Maaseh Behema unless you do the count.
Yeah, but I said that they're not a
they don't do the count.
So, but in other words, they just don't put it in the deer, and that's the way it goes. All right, I have to look into that part. Did you hear
that's
that?
That's what Rabbi Rosner said.
Oh, that's what he said.
I never heard about Maaseh Behema when I was in.
Yeah, I didn't say anybody said to bring Maaseh Behema, but I'm saying why not? So Michael says the reason is that if you don't put it into the pen and count it, there's no din of Maaseh Behema. And okay, let me see further. Now, Ubechorot, we say no give a shlem for a bite. Now, Hamakdish Shkalim, Ubikurim, if a person, let's say it's after the Korban Beis HaMikdash, and a person, notwithstanding the fact that there are no shkalim, he takes a half shekel and says he wants this to be for the Beis HaMikdash, or he has bikurim and he says these are my bikurim or something like that. Harizik Kodesh. According to the Tanakama, they get a kedusha level, and we have to see what you're going to do with it at that point in time, since obviously you can't, give it to the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Omer bikurim kodesh and kodesh. Rabbi Shimon says if a person declares bikurim to be kodesh, then not kodesh. The implication would be that the Maaseh Shekel would be quoted. All right. Who's your questions, comes to those, anything we did in the Mishnah so far?
I would just want to say that you have a note here that says, Arishonim etzayimim legdivrei abavli bebechorot, shibitlu et amaser behema kede shelo yavo lidei takala, kivan shu korban keshlamim, varei yafshar lakrivo, veyavo lehenot mimeno biisur. Just a note.
All right. Yeah, the only thing I hear that but it's Hadar Kusha the Dukta. In other words, like what happens to the Chiv? So Michael's saying that if you don't put it in a pen and you don't mark the 10th one, that there's no Chiv. But I need to look into the mechanics of it. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? All right, the first wide line on Chafez Ben Aleph. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ezu Karkovim is Be'ah. So we mentioned that the Musaf Rosh Chodesh, they would leave on the Karkov on Mizbeach. Karkov means like a band. There was a band around the Mizbeach that's referred to as Karkov. But here, our Gemara is learning that Karkov is something different. He says, Ama ben Karen LeKaren, Mekom Hilopret LeKonim. It's like this walk path, the pathway for the Konim. Now, our Gemara says an Ama between Karen and Karen. Now, Karen, the Karnot, I'm sure Michael's got a nice picture book there somewhere. And maybe he'll show it to us in a minute.
He's been showing it all along.
Oh, let me see. I can't see everybody on the screen at the same time. Let me see. Where's Michael? His picture book. Let me see. Looking for Michael. There's Michael. Oh, and there's the picture book. Oh, that's a very nice picture. Yeah. So if everybody looks at Michael's picture, you see on the corners, you have those little protuberances, which are, and we have a special guest coming in. Welcome, Sal. Please mute yourself. Okay. Please mute yourself, Sal. Anyway, please mute yourself. Okay. Sal, please mute yourself. Good. Okay. So you have those protuberances on the corners. So it's walking between them. But they said it in the art scroll. All right. One second. Excuse me. Gregory?
There's a lot of commotion here today.
Okay. Thanks. All right. So okay, so everybody here? Anyway, so the point is that the article said it means like not the Amah between the protuberances, but like a width of an amma more interior to it, because otherwise you'd run into the harem and we'd have the front out in the corner. So that's where they would leave the limbs for the Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Okay, now somebody's making
someone's on mute. Someone's unmuted.
Whoever's unmuted has to mute themselves. Sal looks like he's muted to me, but somebody's unmuted.
Yosef, you don't need the help. It's enough. It's she heard.
All right. Are we good? Okay. All right. Let's see further. All right. Now the now the second wide line. Okay. The Gemara says Musay Shabbat Musay Rosh Chodesh Mikodem. Now let's say I have two korbanot to bring, which are the Musaf for Shabbos and the Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. Which one gets priority? Which korban do I offer first? Let's say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So I have two korbanot Musaf. Which one do I bring first? Rabbi Yirmiyah Sabar Meimar. Rabbi Yirmiyah thought to say Musay Shabbat Musay Rosh Chodesh Musay Rosh Chodesh Kodmin. He says that he thought that the Rosh Chodesh has priority, and we'll see why. So the Gemara says Chele the Rabbi Yirmiyah Menhado. In other words, Chele means like his strength. His main argument or is from the following source. Shirosh Shabbat, Shirosh Rosh Chodesh. Now, by each one of the korbanot, there was a song Levine would sing when it was on the base on the mizbeach. So there's a memory from Chazal that Shirosh Shabbat, Shirosh Rosh Chodesh, that if you have the Shir of Shabbos and the Shir of Rosh Chodesh, Shirosh Rosh Chodesh Chodesh, that the Shir of Rosh Chodesh has priority. So presumably, you would think that they're saying the Shir when they're bringing the korban, and so Mamela, if that's the case, and they're saying the Shir of Rosh Chodesh before the Shir of Shabbat, then presumably they're bringing the korban of Rosh Chodesh before the korban of Shabbat. That would be his line of reasoning. So Amar Rabbi Yossi says Shani Hi Taman. That's different over there. The Amar Pia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan near the far small Odiyah Shu Rosh Chodesh. So Rabbi Yossi explains the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So they're living after the korban base of Mikdash, but they're saying the reason that you would say the Shir of Rosh Chodesh before the Shir of Shabbat is to publicize that it's Rosh Chodesh. And remember, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so everything is based on the Beis Din, and if they declared Rosh Chodesh, so they probably just declared it a few hours before. In other words, the declaring Rosh Chodesh that morning, they're not declaring the day before, so people need to know that it's Rosh Chodesh. So he's going to explain in a minute. He says, now the Gra moves around the lines here, the Gemara. So I'm going to read it, which is the way the Gra has it, and the way the Arsul has it as well. So skip the next line. We'll come back to it in a minute. He says, "Biram, hacha musay shabbat musay rosh chodesh musay shabbat kovim." He really, the musay shabbos comes for rosh chodesh. Al shem kol tadir mechaveru kedin mechaveru. Because tadir v'shino tadir, I have two items. I do the one that's more frequent first, which is Shabbos. And then, according to the Gra, now we go back to line four. Kitzaraya oseb. What would be the protocol? Shokait Musfei Shabbat, you shakta Musfei Shabbat, so merely had a Shiro Shiro Shodesh. Now it means you shakta, but it means you're not going to, it's not just shakti, you're actually bringing it on the Mizbeach and burning it and singing the Shiro Shiro Shodesh. And he says, it means like this, it's somewhat counterintuitive. It means that when they would, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, they would shekht and offer the Musaf of Shabbos, but when they're offering the Musaf of Shabbos, they're seeing the Shir of Rosh Chodesh. And then when they would bring the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and then when they're offering the Shir of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, they're seeing the Shir of Shabbat. So they're saying the Shir opposite to the Korban that they're offering. But the halacha is the Shir, as long as the Shir is being said, and they wanted to publicize that today is B'dafka Rosh Chodesh. Everybody knows today is Shabbos. They want to emphasize today is Rosh Chodesh, so they would say the Shir of Rosh Chodesh before. But in Achinami, the Musaf of Shabbos comes before the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, because Tadir B'Shino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. You know, it's sort of interesting. It's not exactly the same. Like, we do have the Shir Shel Yom, which they did say in the Beis HaMikdash. Then on Rosh Chodesh, we say Barachi Nafshi. It's not clear. I don't think that they said that parak in the Beis HaMikdash, Barach Hinafshi. You know, the Gra has other prakim to say on these different yantovim and things like that. The Gra had a different mesorah, or I don't know, a different shita, what to say on Rosh Chodesh and on other days as well.
Yeah, so in Yerushalayim, they have a book of the Tehillim that the Gra said, and you would not say any of the Shir Shel Yom on Chol HaMoed, for example, you'd only say that kapitel.
But the thing is, it's sort of interesting, though. Like, let's say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So then we say the Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbat, and then we say Baruch Inafshi. But it's coming out the way the Argomer is saying in the Beis HaMikdash, they would say the Shir Rosh Chodesh verse, and then the Shir of Shabbat. So we're working with the idea Tadir Vishnu, Tadir Koda, but it seems somewhat, you know, like counterintuitive. In other words, Tadir Vishnu, Tadir is a klal we learn from the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. But notwithstanding that klal, they would flip it over in the Beis HaMikdash because they wanted to publicize it with Rosh Chodesh. But today we don't need to publicize. Everybody's got a luach and things like that. But it's sort of interesting that we say the shir, you know, tracking the korban, not tracking the way they would say the shir in the Beis HaMikdash. All right. Any questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I said so far? All right. Let me see what everybody. I have to get used to this because I can't see everybody at once. I gotta scroll down and see how everybody's looking. Nice to see you. Howie, so nice having you. All right, let's take a look. Okay. And David, it's nice to have you as well. David, I think, is in Armenia.
Not yet. I'll leave on Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. You're still here, David. Okay, yeah. So he's not Armenian yet. Okay.
He's our
intrepid traveler. Okay, let's take a look. Now it's going for the kill, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's take a look. So we're... Okay, so I'm going on, unless anybody has questions, I'm moving on. We're in the fifth very wide line on Chaf Beis Min Aleph. Everybody good? All right, now, Shkalim would be Bikurim Mechulei. So we said in the Mishnah that today we don't bring Shkalim or Bikurim because no Beis HaMikdash, so there would be Beis HaMikdash. But let's say a person would be Makdi Shkalim or Bikurim. So the Tanakhama says they're both Kodesh. Reb Shimon says Bikurim are Kodesh. Reb Shimon says Bikurim. Bikurim are not Kodesh. Rav Shimon says Omer Bikurim Kodesh in on Kodesh. So Rav Shimon usually means Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He says Bikurim are not Kodesh. So the Gemara says Hashkel and Kachus. The implication is that Rav Shimon holds that if he would take a Master Shekel and say this is Kodesh, it would be Kodesh. That's the implication of the mission. So then everybody would hold that Shkelim are Kodesh. That would be it, because the Tanakhama holds they are, and even Rav Shimon would hold that way. But then the Gemara has a different version of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Mishum Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda has a Masorah for Rav Shimon. So it's a different version of what Rav Shimon holds. So the Tanakh of our Mishnah says Rav Shimon holds, Lechora, that it's Kodesh, if you take a Masim Shekel. But he holds, Beinelu Beinelu Lo Kitchu, says that neither one is Kodesh. So according to the second version, nothing's Kodesh. Let's take a look. So now the Gemara talks about the Korban of Ger, and then we'll come back to the Masim Shekel. So Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Ger Bizmanazet, Srikla Vikino, Rivit Kesa. So the Braisa says that a Ger, if a person converts to Judaism, Bizmanazet, he has to, it means allocate money for a Cain. In other words, he has to bring a Korban. In other words, if a person converts to Judaism, so they have Kabbalat Ol Mitzvot, they have to do Mikvah, they need Hatafas Dam, they have a Bris. But they also need to bring a korban, because I'll teach us that a ger needs to bring a korban, a sacrifice. So the cheapest sacrifice would be two birds, the cane. So a ger, according to this braisa, after the korban beis hamikdash, he has to segregate rivet kesef, means a quarter of a dinar kesef, which is the amount that would get us two birds that he needs. So he's got to like separate that money and keep a bag of money, you know, for that purpose. He says, "I'm Rav Shimon." For Rav Shimon says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who lived during the Korban Beis HaMikdash, was mevatel that. He said, because of the takala, it's going to lead to too many problems. So he said, don't designate money. So he says, what does it mean because of the takala? So it's like that, which we learned in the Braisa, that it's talking about the Zman is a person shouldn't be makdish. Declare things Kodesh to the base of Mekdash, after the Korban base of Mekdash, means for better Kabayit. Aloma Arichin, that the only people have had, and I'm sure other people know, that Erichin is when you say you're going to give value of someone to the base of Mekdash. You don't do that as man as them. Aloma Freeman, Therim can be either Therim to the base of Mekdash or Therim for Kohenim, but either way, we don't do it as man as them. Now, the next line, the Gra takes it out. Again, we have all these Girsaos, this Rishalmi. He says, well, my be in Trumot of Masro. So the Gra takes those words out, that we don't separate the Trumot of Masro. But back in the Braisa, Bismanazah. So we're not Makdish Marek and Makrim Bismanazah. Bim Hikdish, Oherik, Oherim, but if he was Makdish, or he was Marek, was Makrim. And the Gra takes out the word Odia because he said it doesn't belong there. Aksuti Sarev. So the thing, let's see, we're Makdish a garment. So you have to burn the garment. Abahema Teater. The animal should be uprooted, and the Gemara is going to explain. So the Gemara interjects, like we're learning a Bryce. The Bryce is a behemoth tiger. So the Gemara interjects. Kate said, "How do you do that?" Noel b'fanel hadela b'himei tamela. You lock the animal in a room, and then it dies. And then back to the Bryce. Oh, yelchu b'yamamelech. The money goes to Yamamelech. So meaning that if you're going to segregate money, it's going to lead to problems. That's why Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said. We're not going to do it. We don't want people to have all this money around because we don't know what people are going to do with the money. So therefore, if you were doing it, so you send it to the Yamamela. We don't want those things around. So, okay. So in other words, there's concern that people do me'ila with it. So we don't do that. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai got rid of this requirement. To separate the money to the korban. All right, let me just say something, and I'll pause for questions, comments, and thoughts. 1 minute. Let me get this out. It's another one of these sheets. This is from Yalla Daf. So he says, okay. So the Gemara in Krisis and Daf Tet says that Geirus conversion in the time of the Beis Hamikdash involved a 3-step process: Nila, Tefila, and Korban. And he says the conversion, Ger must also accept all mitzvahs in the Torah. And a Bryce decided with Gemara there says, Ger, a Ger can't eat kachim until he brings his korban. And the Gemara also says that a converse korban serves for him to enter the Kal Hashem, marry a Bas Yisrael. So the Gemara in first from Pasuk, with the Aguri from Ger, with Dorotech, on that today, reading korban is not possible. Ger is affected with Nilan Tzvi alone. So the Gemara, the Argmar on Chafez cites Brisa, as the Ger converts today, must designate money for a korban. I'm skipping some part here. Where it says, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai discontinued his practice, concern that he would inadvertently use designated sacrifice money for personal use, and thereby violate the Isur of Menila Behekdesh. Now, although Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai decreed that Ger today should not designate money for a korban, the Rambam rules that they will be obligated to bring a korban when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. Now, this gets a little tricky now at this point. The Abbe Nezer considers whether a ger, upon the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, will be prohibited from partaking kachim prior to bringing his korban. It was we said that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, a ger can't eat korban until he brings his korban. So the Abbe Nezer's mesupak, what would be the din? The Abbe Nezer deduces from the fact that a ger today is permitted to marry. In other words, until he brings his korban, he can't eat kachim. Until he brings his korban, he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. He can't marry a Jewish woman. It means that bringing the korban is like the failure to bring the korban is an impediment for him to being a full-fledged Jew. So let's say the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt tomorrow. Where does it leave the Gerim today? Now, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so Chazal will teach us, like Ladoro Teichem, the Ger converting without the korban. So let's say the Beis HaMikdash is suddenly rebuilt. So the Avnei Nezer deduces from the fact that the Ger today is permitted to marry Bas Yisrael after performs his Milan Tefila, the Milan Tefila affects total conversion. Consequently, he argues when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, Gerim will be permitted to eat kachim even prior to the korban, because the korban of the ger is not essential to the completion of his conversion. That's what the Avi Nezer has. Now, the Zecher Yitzchak notes that Tosfos and Krisis on Daf Ted indicates the contrary, that upon rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, ger will require korban to complete their conversion. Tosfos indicates that not only will the ger be prohibited from eating kachim before offering a korban, he will also be prohibited from marrying Bas Yisrael. Even though a ger converts in present times is permitted to marry Bas Yisrael, upon performing just Milan Tefila, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, his permission will be revoked until he brings a korban. Boy, that's very tricky with that. Okay, now, who's had questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far?
Eric, just something of interest that I once heard. Why Machvatseis, we heard about a week ago, there was reasons why half a shekel and so forth. But I once heard the word itself, the five-letter word, is very interesting because the middle letter, tzadi, is tzedakah. The two letters on either side of it are chet and yud, chai, life. And the two letters on the outside, the mem and the samet, is mace. So if you're close to tzedakah, if you give tzedakah, you have life. If not, you have the reverse.
Okay, very nice. Very nice. I'm in a sap. Okay, let me get everything. Yeah. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Everybody can hear me? Let me get everybody. Okay. All right, let me see. Okay. All right. So can everyone hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody hears me? Okay. So let's move on. Okay, now let's go on with Gemara. All right, let's take a look. All right, this is going for the final kill. Oh boy, this took so much longer than I thought it would. I apologize to everybody. We got to run. Okay, so two lines from the bottom. Avar v'hikdish. Now, let's back to the Maksid, not the Maksid Shekel. Let's say the person is the ger, and contrary to the Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's directive, he designates money. So what's the status? So Avar v'hikdish, Manda Amar Reb Shimon, Bitla Reb Yochanan Zakkai, Bnei Atakalo. So from what Reb Shimon said, Reb Yochanan Zakkai was mevatel the obligation to give the money because it would lead to an obstacle. So Hada Amra, Avar v'hikdish, so the implication is that if he did designate the money, they do become kaddish. Otherwise, we don't need Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai to revoke the obligation if nothing's happening. In other words, after the Korban Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, I don't want people designating money to get for the ger to bring a korban. It's going to lead to kala, to do me'ila with it. If it's hanging, the money's hanging around there in the kitchen cabinet. So if somebody sooner or later is going to do me'ila with it, so it leads to a problem. So let's say he did designate the money. So it means that the money does have kedusha, because otherwise there wouldn't be no reason for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to get rid of it. They wouldn't have a kedusha. So Hada Amra Avar v'hikdish kachu. Tribuda Antundarya by Kumi Rabbi Yossi. Tribuda Antundarya raised the issue for Rabbi Yossi. Hacha Adamar, turn the page. Hacha Adamar kachu. Here by the Ger, you're saying within the Shita of Reb Shimon, because that's who we're talking about, the sheet of Reb Shimon, right? That's Reb Shimon is the memory. He said on the eighth wide line, he says, Reb Shimon, he says, I'm Reb Shimon, Bidla Reb Yochanan Zakkai. So in the Braisa, Reb Shimon said the Reb Yochanan Zakkai. So Hacha Amar Kidju, Bahacha Amar Lo Kidju. But when it comes to Machsiot Reshekel, so Reb Shimon, in the version that we quoted in the Gemara, not the version in the Mishnah, we said that they're not Kodesh. If you designate Shkalim, they're not Kodesh. So how does this work? Well, how come if he designates money for the Ger, for his Korban, so it does have Kedusha, even though he shouldn't do it. If he designates the Maksid Shekel, it has zero impact. So how do you reckon the both Reb Shimon? So Amarle, so this is Rabbi Yossi. So Amarle, come on. Now again, there's different gear south here. Again, the Shkalim is difficult with all the gear south. So Amarle Taman Lakachin Makisha Lakachila Lakisha Mitzvah Lakri Mitzvah Chadasha. He says when it comes to Maksid Shekel, you know, even if the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, you're going to run into problems. In other words, let's say a person would designate Maksid Shekel, and then the Beis Hamikdash, let's say now it's Shvat, and he designates Maksid Shekel, and then the Beis Hamikdash is put up in Sivan. So the Maksid HaShekel will already be Yeshana. I can't use it for his designated purpose. It's already old Maksid HaShekel. He says, Bahatha, Maya Lefameimar. By the Korban for Ger, what are you going to say? Hayeshana, it's old. In other words, the money, there's nothing wrong with the money. He says, the Gabi Hekdeshur Acherim, the Kino Shoger, Eno Tzericha Dasha, the Himikdish Kadosh. So, in other words, by the Ger, we don't want him to do it. You know, we suggest he doesn't do it, but if he does lead to a tekala. But if he does it, that money is ready to be used as soon as the Beis HaMikdash is erected. But by the Maksid HaShekel, so it's not ready for its intended purpose if the Beis HaMikdash is put up, you know, after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and he designated the money before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the money, by act of law, will be old money, and he won't be able to use it for the intended purpose. So the Gemara says, V'yani chenach chi b'nei Beit HaMikdash. Why can't he leave the Maksid HaShekel until the basic, it's sort of going over what we said before. He says, why can't he leave it until the basic is built? The Gemara says, maybe the second, the third base mikdash we built like the first one on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Beitzirain trumat alishka minachad Shabbos bana bechad beNisan. He says v'hachba ma'itlach. So in other words, again saying the same thing. In other words, when the base mikdash is rebuilt, if it's rebuilt on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he'll be out of gas with this money that he has. Okay, now I'm going to leave the last two lines. It's so late. I'm going to feel a little brief of our Torah. And I was going to say much more, but let me say a very, very brief Dvar Torah. I thought you were going to say this before, Ephraim David, with the Machzor of Shekel, there's a famous Al Shech. Why is the Torah obligated to give a half a shekel? Why not a whole shekel? So the idea is that, like, it's sort of like no man is an island. In other words, like a person needs people, and learning, you need other people as well. I was going to talk about the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva and Zemedris and any of it, but the point is, that the ikar of learning, even though any learning you do, even if you're learning by yourself, that's also my love, but the best learning is when you learn with a chevra. Because you learn with a chevra, you know, people, even here, I do most of the speaking, but you ask questions, and like Yosef asked a question tonight, so I got a sharper shot in the Gemara. It's like everybody adds ideas, and that's the best learning. And when you learn with a group, everybody kind of drags everybody along, you know. I told you the Chafetz Chaim has a piece, he says, if you learn by yourself, you close the safer, you come back 6 days later, you don't feel like you missed anything. Daf Yomi, you close the safer, you come back 6 days later, my God, they went Daf Yomi down and Daf inside. What happened? So I want to give everybody a big Yashar Koach, and I appreciate that you're busy working during the day. Everybody's, you know, has other obligations, and you make time to learn the Daf Yomi, and it's really always a pleasure to study with all of you. And I hope you continue on with all of your learning and be my tzliach. Now, here's what we're going to do. So Odeid wasn't required. I was trying to get a speaker, but he was generous to make the offer to get the speaker. And I did make efforts, but it was still too late. I got a little ambushed by this. I didn't realize the tefillah was ending tonight until Motzei Shabbat. I thought we had another, I thought it was like 31 dafim, not 21 dafim. But
you have more money in the kupa now, like in the Bet HaMikdash.
Anyway, but I asked Odei to be Messiah. So Odei's going to read the last two lines in the Gemara, last few lines in the Gemara. Now, let me see how we're going to line this up here.
I've been Messiah last time. Maybe I should say what was Psachim? I said the seal.
Well, no?
You want to give somebody else the.
It's but it's your choice. Okay, now. Here's what
I just want to say it's in honor of my son who's completed today. Today he turned in his gun and his machine gun to the army. He's finishing in a month, 3 years of
So he should go Mikhail Ochail, literally and figuratively, Mikhail Ochail, and the ship should keep him safe and sound. Now, Yosef, can you do the Hadron for us, Yosef?
I did it last time.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah. He did the I can do the
Adon. Right, Michael,
can you do the Hadron for us, Michael? I think that's a yes, right? I can't hear a word you're saying because you're muted. I can't hear a word you're saying, Michael.
We're not going to say the Kaddish, are we?
No. Okay. And then Robert, would you want to try the first line in Yoma, Robert? Okay, Robert's going to do the first line in Yoma. Okay. Let's do it. You're on. Let me just say what the Gemara is going to say. Then you'll read it, Odei. So the Gemara is going to say that the halacha is like the halacha is like Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, that when there's no Beis Hamikdash, so the Bikurim doesn't take effect, but Shalom does take effect. Okay.
So what do you say by Anichea?
No. So you'll pick up from Rav Hamnuna. Okay. Two lines from the Gemara. Rav Hamnuna.
רב אמנונה ורב עדה בר אהבה בשם רב, הלכה כרבי שמעון, צליק לה מסכת שקלים בעזר מרחם, הכזלון, הדרן עלייך בפרק כל ארוכים, ארוכין, וסליקה לה מסכת שקלים.
אוקיי, אורי,
אז מייקל, רון. אוקיי, אדרן עלייך מסכת שקלים, ואדרך אלון. V'datan alach nesecha shkalim v'datan alon lo nisnanche minach nesecha shkalim v'lo sishnache minan lo ba'alma hadoin din v'lo ba'alma da'aseh. Here it's on the fanakwa. Adin Erlhem v'vaseinu shetehei terasva umnaseinu ba'olam hazeh, v'tehei yamanu yolam haba. Chanina bar Papa, Rami bar Papa, Nachman bar Papa, Chaim bar Papa, Abba bar Mei bar Papa, Rafan bar Papa, Rachish bar Papa, Surche bar Papa, Ador bar Papa, Dori bar Papa. Harav no adin oil heinu as direk ser sech mafina mafi, yos amcha beis Yisrael, v'nihia kulanu, anachnu, v'tzatzoeinu, v'tzatzoeinu, v'tzatzoei, amcha beis Yisrael, kulanu yodei shemecha, v'lom dei tarachat sech v'lishma, mayor v'tach nirenu mitzvistecha, Yalom Hili Hili Bisami Bhukefa, Laman Lo Evosh, Yalom, Beloish Kafikudecha, Kivam Kiyosanu, Borokato Adinoi Lamdeni Hukefa, Omein, 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 Sela Voed. Modi Manachnilach, Bifonech, Adinoil Heva, Vesena, Shesamto, Kalkena, Mioshwe, Base Hamedresh, Lo Samto, Kalkena, Mioshwe, Karania, Shana Mashkin, Vahimashkin. Mashkim li dire sora, vehe mashkim li dire betalim, anu amelim vehein amelim, anu amelim makablim schar, vehe amelim vehein makablim schar, anu rotsim vehein rotsim, anu rotsim vehein abo, vehein rotsim livar shachas shenamar, batalahim toridim livar shachas, anche domim mirma, lo yechatsu yemehem, vani aftak bo, yehiro toma fanecha, adinoy lohai kishem. Shazartani Lesayeng Masekhas.
Azartanu. Should make it Azartanu.
Shazartanu Lesay Masekhat Shkalim Kain Ta Azrainu Lahatfil Masekhas Uswam Acheum Asai Mam. Vilmod Lalamid Lishmor Vlasis Lakayim. That's called Dibre Tamutur Asekha Be'ava. Uzuchus Kohatanaim Ba'amaraim. The Talmide Chachamia Maidlanu Lazari. Adonoyos liamo yitain, Adonoy yivareches amo vashalom.
Yishkoach, yishkoach. Okay, Robert, your time to shine. Ten words. Bob Zausmer, unmute yourself.
Shiva shemin kodem, yom hakiparim, mafrishin, kohen gadol mi beso, lili shakas, parhad hadrin.
You're good, Robert. Anyway, so 7 days of Purim Kippur, we segregate the Kohen Gadol. Okay, let me end the recording. All right, recording stopped.